we thought we'd leave in a month's time, directly after the new year.
Passage is relatively inexpensive.
Well, it's not bad.
I just... will you please just tell me? I only ever meant... I'll just collect a few things and be out of your way.
The Royal Theatre stage is being transformed into the Italian Riviera in the 1950s for this psychological thriller.
Fausto's at the Miramare, Tom. If you still need him, that is.
It stars Michelle Ryan as the glamorous Marge Sherwood. She is, of course, best known as the Bionic Woman in the US revival, Zoe Slater in EastEnders, and is the cat-suited Lady Christina D'Souza in last year's Doctor Who special with David Tennant.
I love the film of The Talented Mr. Ripley, and I love the script. I think the 50s era is a great era. It's just a different kind of character, a different role to explore.
And are you making a conscious effort to get away from the sort of roles you've been playing on TV and do some very different stage work?
It's not really. You kind of just fall into things. And I was still going to ask Raz why he thought of me for the part. But then when I read the book, I was like, oh, okay. It mentions that she's healthy and she's sort of quite that sort of girl guide type. And I was like, oh, okay, I think I get this now. Because you remember from the film that Marge is very sort of soft. And then actually you read the book and you read the script and there's a real strength to her character and a real drive. And she's the one who actually... is a real challenge for Ripley.
The vulnerable become strong only by learning to live with their pain. If you comfort Marge now, you'll make it that much harder for her to get along by herself once you leave.
I thought vulnerability was an asset.
Pain is an asset. Vulnerability is what your enemies exploit.
Kyle Soller plays the talented young Tom Ripley. Is an American, the accents aren't a challenge.
I've got a head start. I'm American through and through. But yeah, it's interesting with Tom because he... plays different characters in the play, and he's a very good mimic and is just very natural. He'll take on somebody's body language and their voice, probably sometimes without knowing it, just because that's what he does. That's how he studies people, because he's had to study to live in the real world and operate and get what he wants.
Tell me now.
If not for you, life would be meaningless.
No, not meaningless. That's excessive.
Empty. Life would be empty.
Yes, that's better.
For the director Raz Shaw, there's a real fascination with the 1950s.
It's a totally different world. And the wonderful thing is, you know, there seems to be a sort of an explosion about wanting to re-explore that era right now. What with TV programs like Mad Men and things like that, where the kind of real beautiful detail that's in the kind of 1950s setting, and a lot of that in this play is about costume, is about really kind of getting the smell of those kind of, you know, wonderful kind of pastel kind of colours that you see when you watch not just Mad Men, which is obviously contemporary, but when you see those beautiful, you know, 1950s type films and you really feel it.
You are genius personified.
Wise and witty and worldly and winning.
Because you are me.
Because I am you.
The Talented Mr. Ripley is at Northampton's Royal in Durngate until the 9th of October.
And this is the happiest moment of my life.